welcome to another edition of the broadcast. And I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, the lovely Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, how can people get a hold of us?
We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
All right. So the last episode, I did tease something at the very end.
Dun, dun, dun.
That, so you were proud of me that I went on a date with a guy, even though I'm not vibing with him at all.
Still so proud of you.
You're going to be proud of me of something else.
What?
So remember a while back, we had to do the challenge, text your crush a challenge.
Yes.
So it was his birthday.
The guy that you've had a crush on for
a while. Like it's one of those like, oh, you're really cute. I don't know anything about you. I'd like to get to know you. Mm-hmm. See if anything goes from there. Sparks, you know. I just think he's really cute and I like what he does. He does a lot of really cool stuff. So I shot him a message. Like and we talked a little bit for his like, you know, birthday. Like, oh, thank you so much. And I'm like, cool, if you're ever in town, I'd love to buy you a birthday drink.
Okay.
He hasn't responded yet.
Yeah. When was that? Were you guys vibing and like...
Yeah, we were BSing.
And then...
It was like 2 days ago.
And then that, like, so you guys were talking, and then you wrote that, and then...
Let me see if he replied.
Hold on, no response. Because that doesn't look good.
Yeah, he's seen it.
Wait, okay, so you were like, happy birthday, and he's like, things are things, things are good,
yeah,
blah,
he sent me some pictures, and it's like, oh my God, that's awesome. He sent me a video of him doing a keg stand that he recently did for the first time or something.
Oh, so jealous.
I thought that was so funny, because he's kind of more clean cut, so it was kind of funny to see him do a keg stand.
Yeah, everyone's got a wild side.
And I'm like, oh, I have new life goals, and then I texted him, like, let me know if you're in town and free, I'd love to buy you a birthday drink. Like, and just like a, not like a flirty smiley face, just a hee-hee, like,
yeah.
Just like big smile. And seen.
Nothing?
No. So I'm wondering if you think it's more like casual or if he's awkward. But yeah, I did it.
See, because to me, that sounds casual.
Yeah.
I tell everyone, oh my God, it's your birthday. Let me buy you a birthday drink. Like guys, girls, friends, coworkers, whoever. I tell them that. Like that to me isn't like, oh my God, let's go on a date or I have a crush on you. So it's weird that he didn't even respond to that.
But at least
unless
that's
he secretly hates you. Just kidding. That's weird, though. Maybe he just saw it and forgot.
That, too. I mean, he did get a lot of messages for birthday and stuff.
That could be it.
So, either way, I did it.
How do you feel about it? Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I'm actually cool.
You don't care?
I'm like, eh.
Okay.
I'm like, if it happens, cool. If it doesn't, eh, it's okay.
You'll just drink 2 drinks.
Yeah. I'm like, after what happened with this other guy, I'm like, yeah, that's not the worst thing.
Don't stop quitting. Yeah, that's not the worst thing.
No.
Don't quit on the dating scene.
No, I can't.
Get back out there.
Yeah.
You've had a long break, so you need to wet your whistle again.
But moving on to some stories I found, and I love it. I love when I find people losing their crap.
Yeah, and it's not me.
Yeah. Do you want to hear about Disneyland or do you want to hear about a baby name? So I'm going to do both of them.
Let's do baby name first.
Okay.
Especially because Steve Miggs is having a baby.
A baby girl.
Yay!
So I'm going to read this. It's a text message conversation.
Okay.
Hello. Hey, Jenny. Because that's how she spelled her name.
Jenny.
It's blank. I'm blank's wife. We met at Colby and Blake's christening. Let me re-say that because this one's the annoying one of the party. Hey, Jenny. It's blank. I'm blank's wife. We met at Colby and Blake's christening. Oh, hi. Yeah, I remember. It was a while ago. How are you in the family? Well, God, thanks. I'm actually pregnant again, and that's why I'm messaging you.
I hate this voice.
I know. That's why. You're going to hate this person even more.
Okay.
Oh, well, big congratulations to you and your husband. You must be so happy. I bet the new bub will be as beautiful as your 4 boys.
Damn. 4 boys? Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
It's like, were you messaging me because you need hand with the cattle or something? And I don't know if she actually means, like, the boys or... Actual cattle.
Actual cattle, probably the boys.
I mean, a lot of people that have a lot of kids usually live on the farm, so.
They need the workers.
Which I discovered in Georgia.
Oh, I bet.
Actually, new baby will be a little bit different than the boys. It's a girl. Oh, that's amazing. She'll be so protected. As you know, I've got nieces and they're so much fun. You're going to love it. I'm really stoked for you. Yeah, so I don't need help with the cattle and we're excited too. We want to name her Tilly, but it has come to my attention that you have a dog named Tilly, and I'd appreciate you changing the dog's name, LOL. Obviously, she can't have the same name as a dog, and we're bound to bump into each other.
What? What? First of all.
They're not even that close. They're like Tilly. A friend of a friend.
Tilly.
That's the name.
It's a terrible name for a human, and it's a terrible name for a dog.
That's the name of the chick from, like, The Bride of Chucky, like, the actual chick. And she's also the name of the actress that does the voice of Bonnie on Family Guy.
Is it just me, or is it a terrible name?
I'm just like,
Tilly? Rhymes Willie.
Yeah, right. Tilly's got a Willie. Think of what all the kids can tease him.
Right? That's terrible.
So they respond, yeah, nah, I see. Hey, mate, I don't think it's necessary to change my Tilly's name. I don't think you'll ever see her, and I don't think anyone will notice they have the same name anyways.
Or anyone will care.
Right. I cannot express how I feel right now. I am so disappointed and let down in you, Jenny. Jenny.
Jenny.
Because that's how she spells it. Jenny. People say you're such a nice person, but I can see that you have them all tricked. You don't have any children. You never understand how a mother can love and just want the best for their perfect little person. I'm honestly shocked you're being so heartless and unreasonable. You didn't even consider changing the animal's name for my daughter's future. This is going to impact her life and potentially ruin her confidence and life. Can you even imagine growing up having the same name as a mutt? You callously have put me in a terrible position, and you are a piece of work and don't deserve your good family. You are ruining a baby's life, and think of what you're doing, Jenny. Your inaction has huge consequences.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm
this
not...
chick needs to chill.
I'm curious if this is just pregnancy hormones or if she's always like this, because I feel like she's probably always like this.
Dude, she might always be like this, but then, like, the pregnancy is just making her even more insane.
It's like, I'm not going to change Tilly's name, mate. Have a good one and congrats again, hey. No, F you. They use the real word. This isn't over, Jenny. I'll be talking to Shireen and Glenn about this, and she'll be disgusted in you just like I am. You're a disgrace.
What in the world?
Please reconsider.
Dude, this bitch is wild. And someone's married to her.
Yeah. Well, we think.
Well, that's true. I guess you never know. And you can't just, like, change a dog's name. Like, the dog, like, learns its name. And, like, can you?
Yeah.
The dog will get so confused.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. And also, if it was, like, your best friend.
Just don't. Just, like, name your kid something else.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a pet named Wally, and I was like, I really...
That's funny, because my cousin's cat that we transferred over to Georgia is named Wally.
Oh, that's weird.
That is really
weird. That was really just, like, a random name. Like, and I really wanted to name my son Wally. I'd be like, oh, that sucks that it's the name of Vicky's cat. But, like, either I'm just going to suck it up and name it Wally anyway, or just not name it the same name as your animal.
Yeah, so I... But this? People like this exist, pregnant or not.
Do you know what's also really weird is I know that she probably has friends and she's probably telling her friends, and her friends are most likely probably on her side with it.
Or at least telling her. They're on their side, like, oh yeah, that's awful. That's, oh my God, she's crazy.
Which blows my mind. Yeah. I would be like, dude, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she has had this dog. She's had this name. It's not like you said you were going to name your child this and then your friend was like, oh, I'm going to name my dog this too. Like, on purpose or anything. Right. Like, what? Except, I don't know. Don't mess with pregnant people.
No.
Her husband's probably like, okay, honey.
Make my life easier.
Yeah, whatever. Just text her if you want.
I really wish we had more of the story. Like, I wish, like, they had the text conversation between the dog owner and the friends. It's like, what the F is wrong with your friend?
Yeah.
I want to read those texts.
And the pregnant lady and her husband, like, mm-hmm. She won't change the name. She's ruining my life.
Jesus.
I do get really dramatic over little things, though, so.
She handed me a plate.
What?
When I handed you a plate, you lost your mind. I remember because J-Rub's like, so you're mad that she gave you a plate?
I did, yeah. One time Vicky handed me a plate.
You're already mad. We got into a fight the day before. You're one of the few people I can actually fight with, and we still, like, are, like, we can still talk. Like, we haven't.
Yeah.
Granted, we work together, but we still.
We work through it.
Yeah. Like, you do. That's what you do.
We have deep conversations and.
Usually involving alcohol.
Yeah.
A lot of alcohol.
Maybe some tears. And then we learn things about each other and how people are different.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like in those conversations, you know just about as much as my therapist at that point. There's some deep crap in there.
Oh. Right. I feel you, girl.
But I did also mention there was another rant. Oh, and this pissed me off.
Okay. Maybe it pissed me off as much as this chick because, damn.
Okay. So this woman writes on Facebook, it pisses me off to no end when I see childless couples at Disney World.
What?
Yes. Sorry, I thought I hit the space bar. I thought I stopped the recording.
Oh, so couples that don't have children.
Yes.
Okay.
Disney World is a family amusement park, yet these immature millennials throw away their money on useless crap. They have no idea the joy and happiness it is to a mother who buys their babies treats and toys. They will never experience the exhaustion that it is to chase a three-year-old running around and getting stares at, assuming I'm a bad mother. This C word, in some very slutty shorts, was buying a Mickey pretzel, and Aiden wanted one, but the line was very long, so I said later, and it broke his poor little heart, and he cried. I wanted to take that effing pretzel from that tramp. Like, thanks, bitch. You made my son cry. I'm sorry, but she stood in line.
Yeah. For the pretzel. It's not like she stole your son's pretzel.
Right. She didn't, like, jump ahead of the line and brought everyone else with her.
Jeez.
People without children need to be banned. Mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the lines. Like, so if there's no mothers, if there's no people without kids, so then it would all be mothers with children.
Yeah.
So there would be no skipping
the line. There'd be a really long line still.
You have no effing idea what it's like to have to stand in line for 3 hours with a cranky, tired, exhausted toddler. And I can't just tell them that we can't do something because it's his vacation, too. I even hate childless women with a burning passion. I love that she didn't say childless couple, like men either.
Yeah.
Like, it's just women. Here's what I'm hearing. You are upset that you had kids.
Yeah,
you are jealous that these people can go and have a great time. They don't have to chase a three-year-old. By the way, why the hell are you bringing a three-year-old to Disney World?
I don't know. Probably part of the family.
I mean, you can't get on rides. Like, unless the three-year-old is huge,
mm-hmm.
you can't get on rides. So what rides are you waiting on?
Yeah, but if you have, like, a 7 and a 10-year-old and you're all going to go to Disney World,
right.
you can't just, like, leave the three-year-old.
Well, like, didn't they leave you behind for Disney World? Mm-hmm. I thought your dad and Joey went once.
I think they probably went, but I don't think my mom went.
Okay. Well, like, my thinking, too, is, like, my cousin and I have talked about going to Disney World together because it's so close to where she lives now, Georgia. But we agreed that we're going to wait until the youngest is older.
So what, till, like, 5 years?
Nice. Yeah, like, jeez. That's when we'd all go together as family. Mm-hmm. Like, would we, her and I maybe sneak off and go? Probably.
Yeah, right.
Like, just a quick weekend trip or something. But, like, I don't...
Yeah, she seems really jealous that she doesn't have the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's probably annoyed because she is probably getting judged, which I'm not going to lie, because some kids are crazy and some parents don't know how to deal with their crazy kids. And I,
right.
like, I, mean, I judge.
The only
or I'll look at them and be like, dude, like, calm your child down. Or, like, give it a break. Or, like, maybe leave the park and chill it out for a second because right. it's, like, overwhelmed and overstimulated with everything that's going on.
And here's the thing. I don't really think it's too much, like, younger, childless people judging so much. It's like, oh, crap. When I see that happening, like, somebody having a tantrum, I'm like, oof, I feel bad for them. Like, that is a handful.
That sucks. And that sucks that people are staring.
But I don't think you're a bad mother. Like, it just happens. Like,
no,
everyone,
kids are crazy.
I feel like you're getting judged by other mothers.
Oh, God, yeah.
So don't blame this on
millennials. You're probably still getting judged by other people, too.
Yeah,
I mean, like, because I don't know what it's like to be a mom. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I have sympathy, but then there's also, like, a line, like, okay, well, does it want water? Does it need a nap? Like,
right. And sometimes
just take it away.
And sometimes, it just is crying because it's just frustrated. It's all of the above, and they don't want to. Sometimes they'll get past the point. Like, even dealing with 8-month-old Prince Migs. Like, if you don't feed him fast enough, like... If, like, for example, we're in the car, it's like, okay, we're almost home. And if you don't give him food quickly enough, he'll eventually freak out and not want it.
Mm.
So then it just makes him cry more.
Yeah.
If, like,
and you're like, just eat it. This is what you want.
Or they're really, really tired and they start crying, but they won't sleep because they're crying.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's that weird, like, okay, you gotta get it under wraps, but it happens. And here's the thing. It's Disney World. Everyone expects kids to melt down.
Yeah,
it's hot. It's, you know, long. You're walking all the time.
You're standing in lines, like, constantly.
I feel like adults would melt down. So
I melt down.
Right, exactly. So I feel like anybody coming into it and being like, I don't get why these kids are melting down, then you're stupid. I feel like everyone understands that kids are melting down. If the kids are running away, it's like, okay,
yeah,
get a child leash.
But, like, she can't. I hate that people that don't have kids want to go there. Like,
yeah.
I have some friends who, like, are obsessed with it. Love
right.
it. Like, it's still their joy. Maybe it is their joy still because they, like, remember going as a kid or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, like, that would be ridiculous if you only could go there because of children.
Right. No, here's the thing. It's, like, the stuff we grew up with. And there's a lot of people that are like, yeah. Like, there was another article that was saying that. It's like, yeah, you guys need to stop, okay? It's so infantile. It's, like, this is... you're just jealous that your generation was told that that's too childish at a certain age and you couldn't like this stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. You couldn't read comic books. You couldn't watch cartoons. You couldn't do this or that because it's you're too old for it. And we're living, our generation is very much open to it. It's like, you love cartoons? Watch those cartoons. You like comics? Yeah. Let's make movies about them. Let's go to Comic-Con. Let's dress up. Let's... We are the generation of onesies, like adult onesies. I've seen so many adult onesies.
And snuggies.
And like that kind of stuff. Like there's onesie pub crawls. Like we are taking all the things we like and putting it together. And other generations are hating on it because they weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah. I will. Maybe she just needs to leave her kids at home next time. And
or wait till they're older.
Like, yeah. They're probably still annoying as
hell. Yeah. I feel bad for the 10-year-old, the 7-year-old. But if you have to wait, you have to wait. And like for me, I would love to go to Disneyland again. I've been once in my life. I was 12 years old.
Really?
And I would love to go again. I mean, technically, I went to Disneyland Paris, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
It didn't have as many rides or cool stuff.
My two friends just did a 4-day pass.
Wow.
2 weekends ago. I didn't even know you could do a 4-day pass.
I can't imagine how much. I think that'd be too many days.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. They said they should have just done 3. And for me, 1 was enough. Like after 1, I got a 2-day pass a few years ago and I was like 1 and I was just, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm over it. Like I'm just over
and
it.
Like for me, I like the characters and all that stuff.
Yeah, you
more.
Like the hoopla and like, you know, so does my friends, like love Mickey and Minnie and like they have the pins and they trade them and it's like a big thing and I'm just kind of like, okay.
I just want to find Stitch and take a picture with Stitch and I mean, I did that at Comic-Con too, but I wanted, it's just a
you
fun.
Would love it. You would love it.
I want to get on the rides. I just want to be in that whole experience.
I do like it's a, how it's like every day there's a parade, there's fireworks. It's like really like
it's
a whole different world. Yeah, it's
like
a party.
Mardi Gras without the boobs and alcohol.
No, well, there's alcohol at some places.
I was going to say, and that's what I think I was reading in another article saying, like, well, they're putting in alcohol for these millennials, you know, that go to Disneyland so much. I'm like, yeah, they're making money off of us. Are you mad?
They're making hella money. My friend said so they went to, I don't know, the Star Wars area
cantina.
Or whatever. Yeah, and like you have to have a reservation or something in the cantina. And apparently they only have drinks that you can buy, like cocktails, like specific cocktails, and you can't just get like a rum and diet or something, like you have to get a cocktail. And they said they have like a porg, is that the new character?
That little bird thing,
the bird thing, like a virgin drink in that cup, because you get to keep the cup, is $30.
Holy
because
crap.
Yeah, but it's a virgin drink. And so I was like, why don't you just tell them to make it alcoholic? And they can't.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you just get a shot on the side and pour it? You can't.
That's
and
why,
I was like, that
that's
is
why I bring
brilliant.
A shot. Oh, yeah. They're making so much money hand over fist. They have, because I looked into it, a lightsaber building station, which I think is like $200, where you can build your own lightsaber, which honestly, considering how much they sell some of the lightsabers over at Comic-Cons.
That's actually really cool.
That's actually a really cool price. I'm like, I totally, but you need to reserve the spot. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get there at your time, you get charged like $10-$20 or something.
And then they probably like give it away to someone else, the time slot.
Right. So it's like, they're making money hand over fist. So I can't really blame them. And it's fun. Like who doesn't like going on rides?
Yeah. I just wish the lines weren't so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Even when you get like a fast thing, like if you go, it's still crazy.
One of these days I want to go and I'm going to go on the Super Bowl because I hear that's the emptiest day.
Because they don't have TVs or anything, right?
Mm-mm.
Huh, that's actually really brilliant.
Yeah. So I
because all the parents were like, hell no, kids, I'm not taking you.
Yeah, like, nope, Super Bowl.
Sorry.
I think my cousin has passes because she lives down there.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I was like, hey.
I'm worried because I always, of course, like, I would want to take my future kids to Disneyland because it's the happiest place and they should experience it. But, like, I'm like a cranky bitch when I'm there. I couldn't imagine, like, being a cranky bitch and, like, dealing with a bunch of little cranky bitches.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'd probably throw them into, like, a lake or something.
Yeah, so I think this woman is just very, very jealous that she does not look as hot in those shorts. Like, that's the vibe I'm getting.
I know.
And that she has to, it sounds like you regret having kids and that you're exhausted having kids. Like,
honestly, I'm jealous when I just see, like, sexier chicks in cute shorts taking really cute Instagram pictures. And I'm not even a mom yet. And I'm like, damn, goals that are never going to happen.
It's all angles.
It's all ankles. Seriously. And Photoshop.
Oh, yeah. Like,
they don't really look like that.
There's some pictures recently taken, like, yeah, all natural. I'm like, bitch, that's all kinds of Photoshop. Your eyes look like a cartoon character.
They say hashtag no filter, but that's just because they, like, did all, like, different colors to it before, so they actually have to put a filter on
editing.
It.
Editing, yeah, exactly. They edited. It's not a filter.
No filter, all edited.
Yes. But it's, yeah, I think it's stupid. I think you sound like a hater.
Both the dog lady and the Disneyland lady. Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think if there was like a kid-only day, but then that's how do you regulate that? Also, like, or an adult-only day. Like, or I think I used to have, like, parties at night or something, but I don't know if they still do that.
That would be crazy.
Ride the rides at night.
Yeah, and, like, they turn into, like, a club.
Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic.
Except it'd be really creepy, like, having all the characters dressed up and then, like, twerking.
Well, I feel like they wouldn't have the characters at that point.
The adults love characters, too.
Yeah, I know.
You would want to dance with Stitch.
Yeah, it'd just be
a little weird.
Yeah, a little weird.
Still down, though.
What do you guys think? Do you think, what do you think of the lady that wants the person to change their dog's name?
Yeah. And like, has that ever happened? Like, or like, what would you do if your friend wanted you to change your pet's name?
Right. Or like, I mean, my cousin like knew that I wanted to name my first daughter, if I ever have a daughter, Elena, which is my mom.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of my mom's name. But my cousin is Sarah Maria Elena. She was named after my mom.
Oh, is she cool with it?
And so she was like, I thought about it. I considered it, but I knew you wanted it. So I didn't name one of my daughters
that. Would you have cared, like, if she did?
Well, I like, that's your middle name, girl. Like, what would be like, no, you can't name that. It's my mom and your middle name, but you can't name a girl that. And like, here's the thing. We have so many. My grandma, my mom, and her sister all have the same name.
First name. So it's not weird.
They're Marias. But my grandma is Maria Carmen. My aunt is Maria Carmen, and then my mom is Maria Elena. But it's supposed to be one word, but they accidentally made it two words. Like, first name, they made it almost like a middle name. It's supposed to be Maria Elena.
Oh, like one word.
One word. But it's accidentally done in two. But my aunt and my grandma go by Carmen. And my uncles, two of them are both Jose's, but one goes by Jose Luis, and the other one's just Jesus, because he's Jose Jesus.
Okay.
So he goes by Jesus or Chuy.
So would you have cared if she did name her kid Elena? Like, would you still name your kid?
I probably would. Maybe. Really? Like, I'd talk to her if she was cool with it, if she gave me attitude. Like, my cousin would never give me attitude, but
yeah,
she's like, that's the most weird. Chill. But like, I think like, okay, let's pick a different middle name. Or if she wanted it as the middle name for her kid, I think that'd be cool too.
Well, it's just very, I think it's very different cultures.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I have a friend named Kayla, and I've always loved the name Kayla. Mm-hmm. But I was like, if I'm still friends with you and I have kids, I'm not going to name it Kayla, because you're Kayla.
And I also love the name Jolene, and Jolene used to work here at the station.
I don't think she'd care at all.
I don't think she'd care, but I think it'd be weird. Like, did you name her after Jolene? I'm like, no, because I really like the song.
Yeah, it's like awkward, right?
Jolene!
It's a really annoying song.
I love it. But yeah, let us know what you guys think, and we'll talk to you guys. We won't be here next week.
Oh my God. Yeah, Pain in the Grass is this weekend, which is crazy. If you're going to be there, please say hi to Vicky and I. Take a picture.
Next week, we're going to Chicago.
Yeah, next week at this time, we'll be on a plane to Chicago
for a radio convention.
Morning show boot camp.
So, shall we take bets now? Will Vicky and Sarah fight? Will somebody cry?
I feel like it happens every year, not going to lie. Will we crash another bachelor party?
Oh my God, that'd be so fun.
That was seriously like the most fun ever. Maybe we should get Vicky laid. Maybe we should do Bumble in Chicago. Oh, wait, you don't want to get laid. Never mind. We don't want distance conversation. Or
we'll figure it out. Maybe distance. If I'm drinking. I haven't decided if I'm drinking or not.
Maybe a little bit.
We'll figure it out.
We'll tell you guys all the stories when we come back.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.